Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your hosts, Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne.
Shooter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss. And that's the winner. That's the winner. A World Series winner for the Cardinals.
The best guests, the best insight.
Lofton with his team down by two to the corner. Caputo! No good! And it's over! St. Louis is going dancing!
All backed by over 40 combined years of covering the biggest events in St. Louis sports.
Blues have the puck. Thomas off the wall. Shoots, and it's in! They score! It's the St. Louisan! Pat Maroon!
Now, here are Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan KFNS and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Got a good one lined up. Dr. Patrick Risch is going to join us at 11 o'clock. A lot of debate about how women soccer players not paid like the men. We'll get his take. Katie Shields, who's one of the great soccer coaches in the country. She's at St. Louis University. Give us her take a little bit on the women's soccer situation. And then Benjamin Hockman and the Cardinals and so much more in the St. Louis area. And is that Blue story the best story he has ever covered in his young but outstanding television or newspaper career? We have kind of a round table today. We have Brian Hoffman in studio. We have Jim Huer in studio. And we also have Hoxie. And we have so much to discuss today.
Lousy?
Did I say Hoxie?
Said Hoxie.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Yeah.
That's because I've just run from Glen Echo's 12th hole watching young Alex sprinting off and then getting to the car, driving here as fast as I can. I left with, it said 24 minutes to get here, and I got here in exactly 23 minutes. So we're excited. I'm a little bit frazzled, but we're excited because we have some we have an idea today about some questions we're going to ask. And these are going to be no hedging. We'll have this throughout the first hour. So the first one for all of us, what professional athlete in our town would you like to be for one day? Doesn't have to necessarily be today.
Who is living in our town or is from here?
He participates in our town.
He's a present player.
Yeah, present player. Okay. He can live in Canada, but he's got to play for a St. Louis team. What St. Louis – I'm going to go with Ryan O'Reilly. I'd like to wake up with that like incredible hand-eye coordination and be the most light guy in the locker room and have a Conn Smythe trophy and –
I would love to make $19 million hitting 200, but I think I'll pick.
I think I'll
stay with hockey. I think I'll go Vladimir Tarasenko. I'd love to have that skill set.
Okay,
Probably the most popular guy on the team. So I would go Vladdy.
Well, if we're going hockey, I mean, they are on top of the world right now. I want to be Jordan Binnington.
That's going to be mine.
Everybody's eating out of the palm of my hand right now.
Unflappable.
And I think he's playing the game a little bit with everybody. With some of his responses from time to time. Plus, you just won the Stanley Cup. You're the goalie that won the Stanley Cup. You will be a legend in this town forever.
What do you think a guy like that is doing, like, right now? Is he waking up on a beach and just drinking? Or is he starting to train again?
I don't think any of them are starting to train.
I bet Ryan O'Reilly has been on the ice.
He might have.
In a weight room?
He might have been. Because he would be that guy. But judging from the photos that we're seeing on social media and where this Stanley Cup is going, now I get the Stanley Cup hangover. Because they're going to be a hangover with this group. But if I'm Jordan Binnington, I'm on top of the world right now. I would want to be him.
All right. What pro athlete anywhere in any sport would you like to be for one day? I'm going to say a healthy Kevin Durant, to be 7 feet and to be the best shooter on the floor, to handle the ball like a point guard, and just destroy anybody you play.
I have to say, I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm not a fan of the team, but Tom Brady's life, dating a supermodel.
Not
you
bad.
Won six Super Bowls. I think a day in a life of him in New England, I think that'd be fun.
All
although
right.
I don't know if I could handle more than a day.
You know, I got to think about this. Because Durant's a good one, but do I have to... am I also self-conscious?
Yes. Yeah.
If I'm
overly sensitive.
Yes. If I'm Kevin Durant, do I have to include all the fake Twitter accounts
personality goes along with
that I use to monitor what people are saying about me?
It's just one day. You can live on Twitter.
That's
for one
true.
Day.
No, but like I don't think I can if I'm Kevin Durant. That just that kind of seems like that seems very tough for him to be able to do.
I like his skill set for a day, but that's a good way of analyzing it.
Yeah. Boy, I got to think of a baseball player, I feel like, but I can't think
Jim,
of
while
one.
He's thinking. I tell you, this question for an all-time athlete, can I use that?
All right.
I always wanted to have the skill set of Michael Jordan. One day just show up on a court somewhere and just start clowning on guys. Just jumping over.
I like it.
That was the one guy I always said, if I had that skill set for one day, I could have a blast.
You know, if I'm doing just today, I'd like to be Zion Williamson. Mm. Play a little basketball, hang out in Vegas all day. That wouldn't be bad.
You're already a legend in New
Yeah,
Orleans.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you got an injured knee, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's fine. That'll heal up.
Well, you're Kevin Durant. You're not playing.
You have a torn Achilles.
So.
All right, next up. The Joe Buck hatred on Twitter. Mm. Do you get it? Or are you even a little surprised that it's this excessive? Because it is insane right now. Or do you get it?
If I'm outside of St. Louis, I understand why people get that way. I think it's foolish, but I get it because Joe has, because he's so good at what he does have this, if you don't like it, I don't really care. I think if you're outside of St. Louis, you it comes across that way. If you're from St. Louis or if you're in the business, you kind of get it that, you know what, Joe's just going to get it from anybody outside of St. Louis because of they think he hates their team. That's just the way it is.
Brian, do you get it?
In the sense that maybe familiarity breeds contempt. He's on every Sunday during the fall. Mm. You hear him. Every World Series game, him in golf. I do think there is an element, and it's no one's fault. This is just how it happens, that if you hear someone enough times, you just kind of get tired of them. And eventually you're going to hear them say something about the team that your team is facing, and that's going to bother you, and that'll stick in your craw for a while. Happened to Chris Berman. I don't think really only outside of Vin Scully, I can't think of many other broadcasters that have escaped that.
But interesting.
Harry Carey, I guess, but I mean, he was.
But Harry was
like
a caricature,
lovable,
though.
Yeah, but here's, you brought up a good point, is because it's football, baseball, and golf. Hey, we only see Al Michaels 16 Sundays a year.
Right.
Right.
We never see Vin Scully. He was on network television for a little bit doing some golf, doing some baseball. But that overexposure thing, in fact, you could almost apply it to Costas because there's a lot of Costas hate, mm-hmm. and he's spectacular too. And it's that overexposure thing. Musburger. There was a lot of Musburger hate.
Oh, yeah. He kind of a lovable old guy at the end of his career outside
right.
of the A.J. McCarron girlfriend thing. But the only criticism I understand is golf. I'm not I love Joe Buck. I'm just not to me, his voice – I just don't like him doing
it
the golf.
It is a little different here.
It's different. I'm a Nance guy when it comes to golf. I like hearing that soft-spoken kind of – I think mm-hmm. Nance knows more about the game as well. So I understand the golf purist criticism with Joe Buck there, but I don't hear any favoritism of a team. I don't necessarily hear that.
Nance, another guy overexposed and gets killed on Twitter too, who's also spectacular.
Yeah.
Okay. Best ever radio baseball play-by-play.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say, you know, Jack Buck's obviously number one.
Right.
But the guy I used to hear on a regular basis living in Kentucky is Marty Brenneman. Nobody has ever been better than Marty Brenneman. But how about it?
Ooh. I never got to hear him on radio as much, but he went to the TV side. I think Vin Scully, other than Jack, because we all grew up with Jack, like you're right. But Vin Scully's storytelling was phenomenal. And he could sit in a booth by himself and just keep you... you know, entertain for 3 hours without any lulls in the game at all. So Scully's my guy. Just the storytelling was phenomenal.
I'll give an off-the-beaten-path one because, you know, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Vin Scully.
Yeah.
You ever hear Dan Shulman on the radio?
Oh, he is.
When he was doing national ESPN stuff. I'm not sure if he does it anymore, but because he's more up in Toronto now. But when he was calling postseason games for ESPN on the radio side, mm-hmm. when Fox and TBS had the coverage, he was outstanding.
I mean, Buck was obviously more polished and so was Scully. But mm-hmm. I find the personalities of Harry Carey, but my favorite is Bob Uecker. I mean, he is so funny, so entertaining, and actually really good at his job. It had that, you know, has some funny bits and some parts in some movies. So I think for me, it, if I had to pick one guy, I think it would be Uecker.
TV football, would it be Al Michaels hands down with Joe Buck in the equation? Currently, is anybody better than Al Michaels?
Well, I love Kevin Harlan. I'm a big Kevin Harlan honk. I like him a lot.
I'm a Madden Summerall guy. That's my NFL Fox Sunday. I absolutely love that duo. I understand the criticism there. Some are all pretty bland, but I think with that mix of John Madden, his random Brett Favre stories, I think that duo to me symbolizes what the NFL was in my prime.
The old school guy that I really enjoyed was Kurt Gowdy.
Ooh.
I loved Kurt Gowdy, and we only got exposed to him on NBC on weekends, but I loved him and his delivery.
All right. Hockey play-by-play. Ooh. And, you know, we got some really good choices right here in St. Louis.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's better than Chris Kerber, and John Kelly's outstanding, too.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, Doc Emmerich and his command of the English language.
I think it's a no-brainer, Doc, because he's unbelievable. I mean, not only if it's a four-syllable last name, I mean, he's telling you exactly about who he is as he's, you know, making a tic-tac-toe pass, and he knows every single player's name, he knows the rule, and he has fun with it, too. I think, to me, it's a no-brainer. Doc is the best.
Doc can do – he can – there can be a person watching a hockey game, doesn't really know much about the game, and they can get the game explained to them on TV, and most guys cannot do that. That's why he is so phenomenal at what he does.
Don't you miss Gary Thorne? I used to really like Gary Thorne on the hockey club. Yes, that was a good one. I miss Gary.
All right.
And Ken Wilson was awesome when he was going right. He was as smooth as a guy.
With he and Micheletti together, that was as good as the team.
They were very smooth.
Okay, a brief break from sports, and now a quick little food. World is ending. Your last burger would be... I'm going to go O'Connell's. I've had it recently. Normally, those flat burgers are really the good ones, but man, that big juicy thing at O'Connell's, that is unbelievable.
I mean, mine's easy. But O'Connell's is fantastic, but Carl, to me, is the staple of my style of burger. Okay. I love that.
I don't have one. I don't have one favorite burger. That's unfortunate, but I don't. I would probably do it at my house.
Maybe Seamus McDaniel's? They have a good burger there. The old Irish pub.
Salad.
Yeah.
Your last meal, are all of our mothers alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's say your mom is in your prime, and your two mothers are in your prime. I'm not sure if your mom's still cooking, Jim, or not on a regular basis.
She can still cook, yeah.
Okay. My mom is kind of retired after age 90.
Right.
So your last meal made by your mom, she's in her prime, she's whatever you want, what would it be? I'm going to go right off the bat, linguine con vongole, linguine with the clams. Nobody made it with the olive oil like she did. My favorite all-time meal.
I think mine's pretty easy, too. I'll do my mom's lasagna made from scratch. It's unbelievable. Or meatloaf. I think either one of those two. But a nice, hearty, home-cooked meal like that, I'll pick either one of those.
Mom could do a lot of things, but always on my birthday, it was spaghetti and meatballs.
Yep. Really? She at home make the meatballs?
Yes.
Is your mom, is she Italian?
That's the way to go.
No, she is not. But she did that for me every year on my birthday. And if I go down there and it's close to my birthday, I get spaghetti and meatballs.
We're talking how many years you think she's done this for?
Oh, I bet you it was well over 20 years.
You just turned 30, though, right?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah.
And if you go down there now, she'll do it?
Yeah, if I say I want spaghetti and meatballs, I won't be here for my birthday.
I think we ought to all go to Jim's next birthday.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
How about it, Brian?
My mom grows her own pesto, so I would probably her own basil, rather. So I'd do like a pesto pasta. I'm a big fan of that.
All right, let's take a short time out. We have Jim Huber, we have Brian Hoffman, and we have Plowsy. We are here till 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock hour. Some good interviews coming up with Patrick Risch, Katie Shields, and Benjamin Hockman. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.